By some miracle, I was still alive. I didn't want to look underneath the ruins of my shredded armor. My chest felt warm and wet, and I knew I was badly cut. Another second, and the monster would have turned me into 100 pounds of delicatessen meat. Chiron trotted up next to us, a bow in his hand, his face grim. De Immortalis, Annabeth said. That's a hellhound from the Fields of Punishment. They're not supposed to...
Someone summoned it, Chiron said. Someone inside the camp.
Luke came over, the banner in his hand forgotten, his moment of glory gone. Clarice yelled, It's all Percy's fault. Percy summoned it.
Be quiet, child, Chiron told her.
We watched the body of the hellhound melt into shadow, soaking into the ground until it disappeared. You're wounded, Annabeth told me. Quick, Percy, get in the water. I'm okay. No, you're not, she said. Chiron, watch this. I was too tired to argue. I stepped back into the creek, the whole camp gathering around me. Instantly, I felt better. I could feel the cuts in my chest closing up. Some of the campers gasped.
Look, I don't know why, I said, trying to apologize. I'm sorry.
But they weren't watching my wounds heal. They were staring at something above my head. Percy? Annabeth said, pointing. By the time I looked up, the sign was already fading, but I could still make out the holograph of green light, spinning and gleaming. A three-tipped spear, a trident. Your father, Annabeth murmured. This is really not good.
It is determined, Chiron announced.
All around me, campers started kneeling, even the Ares cabin, though they didn't look happy about it.
My father? I asked, completely bewildered. Poseidon, said Chiron. Earthshaker, Stormbringer, Father of Horses. Hail, Perseus Jackson, son of the Sea God.